More than 40 films are on tap for Charlotte's third annual Cine Odyssey Film Festival being held at the Mint Museum. The three-day festival features filmmakers, producers, and actors of color from around the world. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn talked to organizers and participants before Thursday's opening and has this report.
Through Saturday night, short and feature-length movies produced by African, Caribbean, Asian, Latino, and other mainly independent filmmakers of color will be shown at the Cine Odyssey Film Festival. This one was produced by African-American filmmaker Jennifer Sharp, who lives in Los Angeles and shot most of Una Great Movie in Mexico.
You ever want somebody so bad but couldn't because of timing, and it tormented your soul? But the fact that the love existed at all made you thankful.
Sounds like a love story, but Sharp describes it as an intellectual, quirky movie that starts out being about a beautiful black woman in Mexico looking for a lost lover, but ends up being a romantic comedy with all white people. The movie revolves around a black screenwriter in Los Angeles trying to write a diverse love story script that keeps getting changed by Hollywood gatekeepers who tell her her ideas will never sell.
This is not a great movie.
You only read up to page 5.
There are just some lines a film cannot cross.
Says who?
We need someone happy, like a best friend.
But she's lonely and has no friends.
Give her a friend.
You need a big name actor.
And what is this infatuation with a country full of Mexicans?
Cutting edge is how festival founder Trey McGriff describes Sharp's film and others showing during Cine Odyssey. He says he started the festival because he wanted to bring more diversity to Charlotte's movie scene and give less known filmmakers of color who have produced great short and feature length films a place to have them seen.
We always try to look for the new talent. Our film festival doesn't lend itself to being a film festival. We're going to screen a bunch of Hollywood films. Not that those films aren't great in their own right, but we're always looking to find the next talent, either locally, nationally, or internationally. And I think people are going to be very surprised by the quality of the films.
McGriff says he's constantly reading movie scripts and viewing trailers and selecting films to showcase in the festival. The Charlotte Festival is not in the same league with Sundance or other larger film festivals. But McGriff sees Cine Odyssey as a springboard for filmmakers of color to get into those larger venues.
Two of our films were rejected by practically every film festival until they got into ours, and then they got selected into the Oscar-nominating film festivals after that. One of them is a film called Water in a Broken Glass. It's a feature film. It deals with a LGBT love triangle. That film went on to play at the Pan-African Film Festival.
McGriff says the other was Aged Out, about a young man who is homeless after aging out of foster care and the woman who helps him. He says it was accepted into an Oscar-qualifying film festival after being in Cine Odyssey, meaning it was eligible to be nominated for an Academy Award. McGriff says about 300 people attended the festival last year, and he hopes for a larger audience this weekend. Sharp says it is a great venue for her movie because she will have more opportunities to mingle with the audience, receive feedback, and meet other filmmakers.
You go to the big film festivals and there's celebrities there, and you'll never meet one of them even though you're a filmmaker. You know, it's just they all play the game. So in my opinion, like, these smaller festivals are better, and they're better for art. They're more appreciative of art. They're better for the film fest, for the filmmakers. And I believe that more distributors need to come. If they're serious about evolution in the film industry, they need to start coming to the smaller, more festivals that have more heart so they can start finding better movies.
Cine Odyssey founder McGriff hopes to see more whites in the audience than in past years. He says the films in the festival appeal to a universal audience and are inclusive of all races in terms of those behind and in front of the camera. The festival ends Saturday night. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.